Yes, I can confirm that it is true, that after considering all the issues surrounding the Marange diamond, that cabinet approved the two investors, but there are still some issues that needed to be looked through because there was a lot of unhappiness that has been surrounding this issue of Marange. To a large extent, some of it also bordering on the people of Marange themselves and how they have been treated and what it is that needs to be done now, like relocating them.
Parliament is currently doing its own investigations into this Marange deal. How does this play into your approval as the cabinet before they finish their investigations?
Well, some of the issues that have been unraveled there are the issues that have also become pertinent for correction. I think those corrections are important if we are going to move together as a nation. And indeed, there has been agreement that these matters must be corrected and corrected urgently.
Are you at liberty to discuss with us what some of those matters that need to be corrected are?
Well, one of the things I can talk to you is really the issue of the translocation of those people from Marange to the new place, Transao Farm, that this needs to be done, that there's got to be houses that must be built and good houses, and that the irrigation facilities must be functional, that there must be schools and clinics and all those things and roads, so that the people of Marange will feel that they are going indeed to a better place.
And then there is the outstanding issue which is in the courts right now of ACR, a London-based company which the courts have said has the right to mine the claims in Marange. Did you also discuss this?
Well, the legal issues always remain with the courts, but us as a government, we've got to be able to say what is it that we believe must be done. And I think that that is the way cabinet considered the issues, that the courts are at liberty to do as they see fit.